in the incubator for?
18 years.
Yeah, I was coddled as a child.
That was so funny.
What's going on, guys? Welcome back to another episode of An Interesting Discussion. Sometimes today I'm back with the regular boys. That's Harsha, Haran, and Christian. And we're joined by two special, very special guests, related to me.
Just related.
very. As opposed to a little related.
Yeah.
Their names are Praneeth and Pyle, my brother and sister-in-law. Would you like to reintroduce yourself to the podcast?
Hi, I'm Praneeth. I'm very related to Tarun. I'm his brother. We share the same mother.
Hey, my name is Pyle. I'm a little related to Tarun.
You don't share the same mother.
Yeah. We don't have the same blood, but his niece will have the same blood.
Whoa.
Is that how that works? Yeah. Spoiler
yeah,
alert.
I was going to say, I was going to intro that and be like, oh, there's some very big news that we want to reveal since the last episode.
Oh, you want to backtrack and re-record that?
No. Well, you can say it now and then we'll just leave it as is. So, yeah, do you want to announce to everyone officially that?
Yeah, so we were really bad at doing this in the beginning. I had really terrible announcements, but now we just come out and say it. We're expecting a kid and we're going to have a daughter, and she's gonna be awesome, and she's arriving February 8th or maybe earlier.
Wow. Congratulations.
Once we were trying to tell someone in your family that we were pregnant and it was not working well. The first time we said, oh, like your kid's gonna have like a cousin or like a sibling, and then they were like, no, we don't want another kid. And I was like, and we were like, no man, we're not talking about you, we're talking about us. It took us like three attempts, and then we finally had to be like, no dude, we're not talking about you, we're talking about us, we are pregnant. But it was really funny.
I think the best one was Pyle's grandmother. We told her, and she's like, you know, she's been through it all, and she's like a nurse and everything, and so we told her and everybody else, we got like a little cake, and we said, hey, like, you know, we're having a kid, and she's just indifferent. And we're like, hey, are you like, no reaction. Like, hey, did you hear what we said? And she's like, yeah, I heard. And we were like, okay, so where's the reaction? She's like, well, I told you it's gonna be 2 years from when you got married that you would tell us you had kids, and it's exactly 2 years. Like, she's like, I knew it was gonna happen. Like, wow. I expected this.
Damn.
I was like, are you happy? She's like, of course I'm happy. I'm like, oh, wow, that's a great facial expression. I can really tell.
And she's basically like, what do you want from me?
Yeah, like, she's like, what do you want me to do? Jump up and down? Like, I'm very happy. This is very expected. You told me you wanted to wait 2 years. I was like, okay, Ba, thank you.
How old is Ba?
Oh, 92?
No, Praneeth.
90?
No.
Dada was born 1933 because he had me set up a bank account for him. That's all I know. So
a few years younger than that.
1933 is, yeah, he's 90.
Yeah,
so she's like 80, 85 to 87 probably.
Yeah, I guess like they're at that age, nothing really can surprise you that much, right? Yeah. Like how many babies have they seen in their immediate family?
I mean, she was a nurse. She's like seen a lot of like medical stuff in her life. And she's been through a lot in life. So she does not get fazed.
Mm-hmm. Was she there when you were born, Pyle? Like, was she, like, actively around you, or?
Like, the day I was born, or, like,
Around then. Because I'm just wondering if she saw, like, you growing, like, very early. And then now.
She saw my sister. She took care of my sister and stuff like that. Me. She was always around.
That's so crazy. Wow. Imagine living through, like, what, 3-4 generations?
Yeah, it's pretty nuts. Yeah.
That's crazy.
Wow.
So February 8th, is that Aquarius? Have you guys looked at the stuff?
Harsh.
Last guy ever.
No, what you expect question. What do you expect their behavior to be like?
Dang, I actually don't.
I think the birthstone is a diamond.
Right? You lost me.
Sure. Oh no, I was hoping it was a diamond. No.
I was like, what? Are you making this up?
I was hoping it was a diamond. No, I don't think it is.
But no, we didn't look into anything about Aquarius or not. We don't do much horoscopes. But Harsha, it sounds like you know.
I'm surprised you know that, like, Harsha. What the hell?
Yeah, like
I
damn.
Just know some things.
Yeah, what the fuck?
What does that mean?
I don't know all of them. That's kind of
like,
can you Google it?
I just know that Jackie's birthday is like around there. And she's Aquarius. That's how I figured that out. Yeah.
Does anyone here have a February birthday? No.
No.
Oh, it is Aquarius.
Yeah, dang, Harsha.
What color is the birthstone?
Blue.
Purple.
Oh, fuck. Nice.
Oh. Look at the aqua.
How do you say that?
Amethyst.
Amethyst?
Yeah, it's an amethyst.
Oh, okay. Oh, did you guys know birthstone is different than gemstone?
What's a gemstone?
Apparently gemstone is blue sapphire.
Why would you do one thing that's purple, one thing that's blue?
I don't know.
No.
Okay, people born under the sign tend to be independent, intellectual, and social individuals with a wide range of interests and talents.
Wow. Okay.
Wow. Okay.
That's great.
That's great. That's the only bearing I have for what my baby will be like.
Amethyst?
Yes,
amethyst. Amethyst.
Rachel, what kind of reaction did you give when you found out the news? You remember?
I don't remember exactly. I think I was pretty quiet because I was just trying to internalize like what the fuck just happened, really, because it's like a very weird I don't know, it didn't feel real in a way, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
I think I was just kind of taken aback and I was just like, damn, this is gonna be crazy, like everything's gonna change, like all of our lives obviously. And also, like, not that I can't imagine Pranitha as a dad, but I can't. because, like, of all the stupid shit we did. Not that we did that much stupid shit, but just, like we used to play this computer game, Conquer, and we spent thousands, if not millions of hours playing that game, PC game. And I just imagine that guy raising a daughter.
That's such a random memory for me. Like, oh, that guy.
Yeah, like, that's like, I don't know. Or like,
yeah, you haven't really developed since then, I guess. Pretty, you're still the same.
Yeah,
same guy.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah.
Or like when we went to like 16 different targets to like. Did I tell you this story on the podcast? Basically, we bought like games at one target on sale for like $30.
Oh wait, yeah.
Returned it a different target for like full price. So we went to like 12 different targets in one day, and we got enough to get like a Switch and like 3 or 4 controllers and like 4 games, all for free. That's like all we did that whole day. Like, it was like literally 10 hours.
Like white collar scamming, bro. That's crazy.
Yeah. Dude, 100%. I remember our dad was like nervous when we were doing it. He was like, yo, you all better be careful if they catch you, whatever. I'm like, what are they going to do?
Imagine they do now. That would actually be...
Oh, because of your podcast? Yes. Yeah. That'd be wild. No, but I remember when we told you, and we were telling Pyle's sister at the same time, and you were just like, dude, you couldn't believe it. You were just like in disbelief. You're like, no, you're just messing with me.
Yeah, you were really quiet, actually. We were sitting at the same sofa telling you.
Would you think Trin gave the worst reaction, though?
could be.
No, that was Ba.
Ba's are so funny. They're so funny.
Are you gonna? Do you have something you're gonna buy the baby when she's born? Like, do you have that planned out already?
Like, what's gonna be your special thing you do with her? Are you gonna read to her? Are you gonna?
Oh, that's a different question.
Feed her. Yes. Are you gonna set her up
with a Roth IRA account?
Actually, do you remember we had this conversation? It might have been on the podcast also, but I was like, you know, if I just put like, you know, $20 or $100 in some sort of like compound interest account, right?
Yes.
Each $100 will be like a different thing that is like a big life purchase that you will need, such as like a car or like, you know, by like 20 years. I don't know how much that will compound into, but it'll work.
That sounds like a great idea.
I can confirm she would prefer a car when she's 18 over like a little toy now, so.
Can agree.
Well, we don't know that for sure, but we just employ the Harsha method and just have Harsha's current car be passed down to.
Nice, I like it.
Which is crazy. I do think I want to get her to draw like a tattoo for me to get, though. I think that would be pretty sick.
Oh, that's a really good idea. Cool concept.
That's so cute.
I really like that. Like, what age would you wait for her to draw?
You can't do it immediately.
At what age do babies have fine dexterity and
25.
It really depends on the baby, yeah. 25.
Yeah. I'm still waiting.
Yeah. Gia can't even, my sister's kid who's 2, I don't think she can draw inside the line yet. Like, she still goes.
But I mean, that's fine.
He needs outside the box thinking, though, so that'd be better.
Yeah, there's also like a couple of our friends got tattoos from this artist in New York, and she'll take like a painting, like a famous painting or whatever, something that you like, something artistic or whatever, and do her own interpretation of like what that painting is and kind of boil it down to a few different elements, like just a few lines and stuff. Whoa. And when you see the, like she posts on her Instagram, like the, I guess the explanation, like where she got those elements from. And it's really cool. It's like her interpretation, but it's like a, you know, like a tattooified version of something that's obviously very large. So could do something
cool.
Like that too.
So it's a simplified like symbol of the painting.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's awesome.
So you're thinking she can do that for something that the baby draws? Like
the baby's going to draw like a couple teddy lines. Bear and then, I don't know.
I like it. I like the concept.
Wait, I really love it.
Yeah.
I'm going to hold you to this. Okay. Everyone here is going to hold you to it in a couple of years. I want that tattoo.
That's fine with me.
Nice.
What I was going to say is, you know, as a result of being pregnant, Pyle, I was able to slap you. And I was hoping that you could
can we give some context story. To that? Because yeah. It sounds really fucked up without any
crazy
context.
Story.
Yeah, it's a really weird thing. Like going into it during this prayer, it's called a Godbrai in Gujarati, which means like filling your lap with like stuff. People give you presents and stuff. Like you just wear your sari, you put it out and then people give you presents, which is like awesome. But there's one part of it which I thought was weird. And it's like your brother-in-law slaps you. And it's weird. You can't just slap across the face. You have to go and you have to do it weirdly like that. And I'm like, that's like an awkward hand position. But anyways, so I told Tarun, I was like, you just have something to do leading up to the day. Because I didn't want to tell him because it's such a weird thing. And so the day before, I was like, hey, just letting you know, this is the thing you have to do. You have to like slap my face. And so... Actually, like back in the day, I think he was supposed to sit in my lap and then slap me or something like that. And I was like, hell no, that's weird. Let's just do a slapping. Like, slapping's fine. So anyways, he slapped me. And then I guess our pundit was cool and like, you know, he likes to be fun and playful. So he's like, all right, now you can slap him back. And he wasn't expecting that. I wasn't either. So I got to slap him back too. It was really fun. But the point of the slapping, I think, is to say like, I think in the Indian culture, since Praneet's older and I'm like his wife, I would be taking care of Tarun or helping to do that. So it's kind of like saying like, okay, sister-in-law, like don't forget me now that you're having a baby kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Something playful like that. And so he gets to slap me, but now I get to slap him too, which was fun. And that, so the moment I was thinking was going to be like the weirdest was actually probably the most fun I had that day.
Slapping Tarun?
Yeah, slapping Tarun. Nice. Getting slapped and then slapping him.
Yeah, that was such BS when he's like, yeah, you can slap back. Also, like, I don't know what kind of, what's the red stuff called?
So it's called kumkum. It's like red, it's almost like turmeric that stains yellow, but it's red.
Yeah, good description.
That goes on your head or face or whatever. But in your culture, like the Telugu culture, I think you guys use dry powder. So it doesn't like stain your skin. Yeah. For us, and I don't know why we do the difference, but we put water in it, so it really stains. The minute you touch it, like, you're stained for a few days.
It's like Simba.
Yeah.
Dude, it was like, insane.
It is like Simba. They put on my face everywhere. My cheeks, my forehead.
I feel like normally, even disregarding, like, Dalgu, like, even at temple and stuff like that, it's not that, like, I don't know, like, pungent, like, as red, but that stuff stayed on... So like it stained so much, which is super
amazing.
Annoying.
Oh, right.
We get that real stuff.
We get the real stuff. Yeah,
we get the real stuff.
Trin, have you ever slapped Praneet?
Oh, I don't think you ever slapped.
When's the last time y'all fought? Like physically fought?
Have you ever physically fought?
Yeah, I don't believe that you guys
I don't think we ever physically fought.
Yeah, what a lame sibling.
I mean,
we were
kids,
here,
maybe. Yeah.
I think the worst I did to you was. Do you want to? Do we already tell this story?
Oh, do we? I think we already. Oh yeah, kicked out tooth. I don't think we talked about that story. No, but do you want to tell it or you want me to?
You got it. I don't really remember.
This is okay. Well, this is when Tarun was, you know, asthmatic and all that kind of stuff and like
asthmatic.
You know, frail. Whatever. You know,
allergic to peanuts.
You had the nebulizer thing. You know,
the nebulizer.
He was a skinny
was like,
little frail boy.
He was a very frail, skinny little man. He was running one day and he ran too hard or something and he just passed out in the middle of running. When
I was
still
running.
I don't know what you were doing.
Let me just
like
kicking him while he's down
and he just like passed out.
out.
I'll call 911. Hey, we're talking about the tooth story.
Let Conker Boy finish his story. But anyway, anyways, it was just to paint the picture. That was what was going on. And then so that like earlier that year or whatever, he was like just chilling, I think, in the bed. And I was chilling on the bed next to him. And he was jumping around. Sleeping,
I thought.
Were we sleeping?
I'm pretty sure we were sleeping.
Okay, well, whatever. We were on the bed anyway. And then out of nowhere, I think his knee ends up in my face. Or he headbutts me in the face.
Oh.
And,
hey.
And then my tooth just kind of fell out.
What the
hell? It was wild.
Wait, so he did it accidentally?
Not really.
I thought the story I thought the story was that we're both like sleeping, and then like I notoriously like kick in my sleep, and I think I had like gotten turned around somehow, and I just kicked you in your face.
No, you definitely didn't. No, you.
Holy
no,
shit!
It wasn't a kicking thing. But yeah, that was crazy. No, I think we were jumping on the bed or something, and you just headbutted me on the.
But either way, it was an accident.
It was crazy. Yeah, it wasn't like a fight.
But you should have lost a tooth.
Dude, yeah, my sister physically fought more than y'all.
Yeah.
You guys definitely fought more than. Yeah, I believe it. I believe sisters fight more than brothers.
You got weak teeth.
That's fair.
Wait, would you fought Trun more if he wasn't such a frail little man?
If you didn't feel bad.
I think we would have fought if we were like closer in age more. Yeah. Like I don't know. We just never had school together or like friends together, whatever. We're 5 years apart, so it was pretty.
Mm. Nah, I think our personalities are too different. In that sense,
that's true.
To like actually fight, he just gets mad, and I'm just like, okay, whatever. I don't really care that much.
Dude, I hate him when you don't fight back. It's just annoying. It's like he just stays quiet and like leaves and just grunts.
Can you always fight back with us? I feel like.
Oh, wait, with you, Haran, it's a different story.
Why?
I didn't know it was different.
Because I don't know. You just bring it out of me.
Wait, Harsha, you have a brother. Did you guys fight a lot?
No, not really.
Dude, when they fight, Harsha gets into terrible accidents, man.
Oh, wait, that I need broke more my shoulder.
Oh,
yeah.
How is your shoulder doing?
It's good. No, yeah.
All good.
Yeah.
Is physical therapy and everything done? Like you're back to
normal? Yeah, it was all done. So surgery, the physical therapy went on for like 7 months after the surgery. So, but yeah, it's all good now.
How did you break it again?
I had a lot of problems dislocating my shoulder, just generally. Like, it would just pop back in sometimes. But this one time I was playing basketball with my brother in front of my house, and I blocked his shot, and just the force of that crazy block by me popped out my shoulder and didn't go back in this time.
Very humble, very humble.
So I thought it was time to get surgery done.
So is it better than before now? So, like, it doesn't pop out occasionally?
No, it doesn't pop out anymore, so that's good. I do feel like it's a little weaker, but I think that just happens with surgery.
Mm. So no more crazy blocks for you by you?
No. I actually only use my right arm now that I know that it's surgically repaired. So, but nice. Yeah, my left shoulder was giving me some issues this past weekend, but that's it's fine.
You don't have any like metal in your shoulder now, do you?
No, it's just they just tied it up. Yeah,
with string.
Yeah, basically, like they called it sutures. I don't know. It's like string or something, stitches.
Hmm.
The only thing my brother did to me when we were younger was he bit me, but that was like probably the most.
That's actually so funny.
Why?
I think I was annoying him or something, and he was at the height of where my belly is, and he just like bit me.
He started crying.
Huh? I don't know if I cried. I think maybe I may have cried because it actually hurt a lot and left a mark.
Dude, I believe like that.
He was bleeding. Yeah.
Oh god.
Oh, damn. He drew blood.
Yeah. He bit you where?
He is zombie.
Like on my side.
Like it's
on my
side.
Yeah, right there. Yeah.
He's feral. That's kind of funny. Crazy.
You know, nowadays there's a trend that like the guys are getting tattoos of their girlfriends, like bite marks and stuff like that. I don't know if y'all have seen that on TikTok. It's really weird. It'd be funny if you still had the like scars of your brother's bite mark and then made it a tattoo.
He's checking.
Yeah, I don't think so.
That's crazy.
Oh, yeah, I didn't know that. I see it a lot on TikTok. It's like they go to the tattoo shop and then they put the saran wrap here and then the girlfriend like bites it and like makes the indentation mark And then they tattoo in those places. And I'm like, that's really freaking weird.
I feel like that's better than getting your girlfriend's like name or whatever.
Yeah,
tattooed,
names are crazy. Then you can't mess that up. The only names you should ever get is your kid's
maybe.
Maybe.
Yeah, what if your kid turns out crazy?
You don't want to be associated
with them. That's so crazy.
Well, you want to be so, if, wait, so you don't want to be associated with them at all?
What if they turned out to be like a Ted Bundy?
Well, you still want to love your kid?
Yeah.
You want to love your kid? Wait, this is actually that's a good topic.
That is a good topic.
Yeah, what's, if you're a what's serial, the
line? But you still gave birth to the kid. You still raised the kid, so it's like,
well,
yeah, isn't it like low key your fault at that point?
It's Trun's fault. As an uncle, you gotta step
y'all
up.
Y'all go Trun first. Would y'all love your kid if they were a serial killer? Like, where is the line? A serial killer?
I'd love them
stuff
in a different way.
What the fuck do you mean by that?
That was weird.
That's so suspect.
I love the tenacity about them. You know, like there's different things to love about
tenacity.
Haram will be like, pick me next.
end me. I don't know. I feel like. I don't know. I think you just can't like not love your own kid, even if he turned out to be a piece of shit, right?
Hey, you can love your kids, but or not she. Like them, you know, like your family.
Yeah, that's true.
That's true. I didn't think about that yet.
Like, just keep the distance at that point.
Yeah.
I'm sure like a lot of the people like, at that point, the parents probably estranged, but you know,
I don't know. Have you guys seen Shameless? It's kind of like the dad in Shameless. You know what I mean?
That guy's crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that guy's a piece of work.
Yeah.
If anyone's not seen that show, you should go watch it. It's insane.
Is there anything else you can love but not like?
Well, that's a good question.
Like old blinkies your and wife. Stuff from your childhood? Oh, yeah. Okay, wife. Damn.
Who said that?
I'll try to anticipate Praneet to answer your response, but...
I like that I give off that vibe.
It's like a sibling, like when you fight with them, like you still love them, but you're like,
wait, no, we had to ask Harsha this question though. I want to hear his response.
Oh, wife? Oh, no.
I don't love or like her.
I don't love my wife.
My wife?
No, I think sibling's a good argument. I feel like I get pissed off my sister a lot, but yeah.
LeBron works.
What?
Because Harsha has a romantic, relationship with him.
Okay. We cannot go one episode without mentioning his name, bro.
Oh, also food. Like McDonald's. Like, I love, like, sometimes you love a food, but then after you eat it, you're like, bro, I don't like this. Like, you know, because you don't feel good, but you love it.
That's good. Yeah. Have you any, like, what's like the weirdest craving you've had since being pregnant? Yeah.
Nothing. I've had no cravings.
Oh, well,
I
that's good.
Like to
Are
eat.
That good? I don't know if that's...
Well, I think if you had cravings, you just haven't had like weird combinations of stuff that you want.
I think even before, I loved variety and I always loved sour food and I just ate randomly. And so that just carried over and I'm just like eating more of it. But I don't think anything's like weird or.
It was like the opposite.
Like, I gotta have it. I was like, oh, if we can't have it today, it's cool. I'll eat it tomorrow.
Oh, so
like,
that's a. Wow. So patient.
I feel like all the shows and TV shows and everything, you see like people having cravings with weird combinations and that exists. But I didn't think the other side of the world could exist where it was like, I hate all food and it tastes nasty to me.
That was
like,
me
that
first
was
trimester.
Like a whole phase for 3 months where you couldn't eat anything.
I hated water for the longest time. And I'm really not against, but I don't like using plastic water bottles. And. Yeah. My water tastes disgusting at home. I hate it. I absolutely hate our water. I hate Nova Fairfax water. Charlotte water is like okay. My mom's water, my sister's water, I can taste the difference. And then I like purified water, I learned. And so I've been doing plastic water bottles up until now.
So like
not great for the environment, but
so like Brita doesn't do nothing for you?
I didn't try Brita, to be honest. I didn't try it. I was like, I was just so upset at my water stuff. And then when I figured out like the water bottles worked, because I couldn't get a Brita the same day, mm-hmm. and I figured this was the only thing working for me, it was Costco water bottles or Walmart water bottles were the only two I liked. And I was like, I'm not changing. I'm going to drink this until I'm done being pregnant.
Mm-hmm. Well, I guess we should clarify also that like when you say Nova water, whatever. It's like the water coming out of the fridge that's already like filtered.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Not like tap. Not tap.
Yeah, no, not tap. It's filtered. Yeah. We just replaced the filter.
Defend Nova water, Drew?
Huh?
You trying to defend Nova water? Like Nova tap water?
No, she's going out to the streams and getting the raw water. You know? Harvesting water.
No, if anything, I mean, yeah, no, it still tastes bad.
Apparently New York has great tap water, but that is like the most contradicting thing to me ever, bro, because there's piss and shit and drugs.
Yeah, and those pipes are like,
well, maybe that's why it's better. Like you people aren't I was thinking a lot of
you're not wrong.
I was thinking like a lot of water treatment plants.
Oh,
I don't know. Yeah.
Oh,
Can I tell you something disgusting? So, yeah. In India, you know how you eat on the streets and like you get pani puri and stuff off the streets?
Mm.
And I've just heard this a couple of different places. But like the guys on the stalls, like they'll pee into like the thing and then they'll put the like pani, the green pani into that lote or whatever. And then you're just, that's what they just that was probably so back in the day and stuff like that. And maybe there was just a few instances, but I've heard it from different people. And then that's, and then everyone ends it with, but it still tastes great. It tastes awesome. That's how we go. Dude, and I'm like,
I want to try it now, dude. I have a craving.
And they have too many options, pani puri or pissi puri. Parsha, I feel like you'd be down to try that.
No,
only if it was LeBron's pee. Is
so you would then?
No.
Okay. I like that you had to go back and confirm the second time.
Yeah, you never know. Yeah.
Parsha, have you seen LeBron play like front row or whatever? Like, I don't know, like on the floor or anything?
No,
like that,
I haven't been courtside.
Yet.
Nice. How many times have you seen him play, like three times?
How many times?
Yeah.
I'll come back to me, I'll count. It's more than that, though.
Oh.
Dang.
You know, LeBron's very good at basketball and very bad at making promises. So we wanted to ask you what you would like the baby to be good at, and what you think the baby might be bad at.
I think Theron, you gave us this idea, and like I really thought about it. Like if we think about sports, like what sports would we want her to play? I think our answer was tennis, right? Mm-hmm. Because it like you run. It's like one of the best sports. It's not like soccer where everyone I know that plays soccer or basketball always injures their foot or like their hands or like they always twist their ankle or something like that. And I'm like,
right, Ron?
That was a lot of shade you just threw.
No shade. But like, people keep breaking things. And I know tennis, there's like tennis elbow and stuff like that, but at least you're not breaking it. And you can take a break from it if it hurts and stuff like that. Yeah, so I think I would want the kid to play tennis.
Good sport.
Okay, cool. Nice. I think something she's going to be bad at. I don't know, man. This is a hard one. But I think she's going to be bad at normal corporate jobs. I don't know why I have that.
Praneeth wants her to be like an artist of some kind. Like a musically talented person. Like as a full-time career.
Anything other than normal corporate. I don't like, care what she does. But I feel she's going to be bad.
Podcast host, maybe?
Ooh, I like that.
She carries on our legacy.
Imagine she takes over the podcast.
And then your tattoo can be a podcast symbol. Like a little microphone or something.
I like it. She's gonna be the youngest guest you guys have on this podcast.
What age do you think she could hold a conversation somewhat?
Like five?
Three.
They're usually good.
Right now at two, I don't know much about kids other than my sister's kid. And right now she's two, and if I talk to her like, hey, did Gia have fun at school? She says yes. Did Gia like the Cheetos today? Yes. Does Gia want a hug? She can say no. And then she'd be like, oh, like, Masi, come play with me. She can say that kind of stuff. But
I think at like four.
It's whatever she wants to do or she wants to command. Mm. So I think one more year and you can do some back and forth. I think, maybe. I don't know.
I see. So realistically, like, we'd have to wait like another 3-4 let's just say four yeah. to be.
If you want a good side. Conversation and people to actually listen to it, wait yeah. a little bit longer.
You think we're going to be doing this podcast for another 4 years?
Yeah, but then by that time, we only have to wait like an extra 2 years for Harsh's kid. And then boom, dang, we got permanent co-hosts.
There you go. I like this.
Oh, and then what if the two babies just like talk to each other on the podcast?
Like nobody else.
Like nobody else. Just hey, talk to each other real quick.
Nice. I like it. Wow.
That'd be so cute.
Yeah, that'd be great, bro. We can take a fucking break.
Would you say having your niece has been like a good introduction to like motherhood, I guess, or like has taught you yeah. a lot about what to expect?
I didn't know if I wanted kids actually, and then you know, we were married at that point. And I remember we were in Hawaii and I was like, yo, I don't know if I want kids. I didn't think about it earlier. Like, it wasn't something we thought about. And I knew he wanted like a bunch. And I was like, I guess this is something I should mention now. And so then
I was literally on my honeymoon and what? She just, I was like out of nowhere. I was like, oh, I don't know if I want kids. I was like, what? Like, you talked about this before. Right, and she's like, I might have changed my mind. I was like, I'm sorry, what now?
I wasn't opposed to it, right. but I wasn't like for it.
Yeah,
and then
yeah.
when my sister was pregnant, I was like, guess I should be feeling some type of way that I want a kid or something. So then I told Pranita, I was like, yo, I'm not getting this feeling I think people are supposed yeah. to get.
After
so like,
you got married. Yes,
yeah, so after I was like, I think this is something I need to bring up. So I told him and I was like a little nervous. But after a month, Gia was born and I just fell in love with that girl. And she is the reason I was like, dang, I want a kid now. Mm. And so then I was like, all right, Pranita, it was only a crisis for a month. We're good. I do want a kid now. So if she was like, if you ask me if she was like a good introduction to motherhood or like, did I learn anything from her or anything? Yeah. One, I want a kid. So that was a good one.
<It's pretty> big,
number
yeah.
two, like it was good to see her, like my sister go first because I learned so much on the first month, the like night routine. Like, there's just so much about kids I learned itself. Mm. So that was really helpful. And just playing with her and just knowing the good moments and the hard moments. So, it gave me a reality check.
Yeah.
Best
yeah.
part of it for me. Mm-hmm. I've always been the older sibling,
mm-hmm.
but since Pooja, like, she figured everything out for the baby, and I just ask her everything. It feels like I have an older sibling. Well, she is older by, like, 8 days, but still, you know what I mean? It's so much easier being the younger one, bro. Just, hey, send me everything. Like, is this good?
Whatever. This yeah, family, that's man, that's just mooching off of everybody, man. It's they just so look for good. The people who
that's
do stuff
how I
first.
Live my life. Yeah.
It's so good.
We went to Disney for her second birthday. And I've seen Pranita talk with his fam, right? And he's usually the planner. He'll rally people. He's always like, let's figure things out. Let's make sure we do it, that kind of stuff. And then when we went to Disney, Pranita just takes the, anytime we're with Pooja and Shiv and they're planning, he just takes a backseat. He's like, all right, are the flights booked? Like, I don't even know. Like, where are we going? Are we flying from? He didn't even know what state we're flying from.
So
and
good.
I was like,
yeah, that's true vacation mode, like, respect.
Yeah, no, like when yeah. it's with for me or with his fam, he's always like the older sibling doing everything. And then when Pooja and Shiv are involved, Pranita just takes a back burner. He's like, oh, I can relax.
You need those breaks, anything. I feel like. Yeah.
All right, so that's nice. Good. So it's nice.
True, Nitty, you got to step up, bro. Why don't you plan for your family?
Yes, nah, dude, I'm the younger sibling.
Yeah, me and Tharum got it easy. We don't have to do it
ever, no matter who they're hanging out.
We're always
it's actually a problem though. I notice it in my like more so in my day to day life. I feel like it's harder for me to figure things out for myself generally. Like it takes more energy than I would hope it does or hope it would. You know.
Do you have an example?
An example.
See, that took a lot of energy to find an example.
No, I just, well, actually, one of the things I remember is like even in school, this is like elementary school, like Harsha and I were working on like a math worksheet together or something like that. And I remember just being like, so like I didn't understand it and I didn't want to figure it out. And me and Harsha were working on the phone on it together. And I literally just handed the phone to Pranita, and Pranita and Harsha did that fucking worksheet.
I don't remember that.
I don't remember that either. Damn.
I remember pretty vividly. I was like, Pranita, remember we had like the computer desk. Like, you were sitting at the desk, and I was working on the
oh,
bed.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was talking to Harsha, and then I think at some point you had heard like me just like
struggling.
Waffling, yeah, struggling, and like I was just like, here, wait, just take it.
Yeah, I don't remember that at all.
shit like that. Also, like sometimes I'll like be working on something, and when it's going really well, I have like a lot of momentum to continue. But if I'm like coding something and something goes wrong or it doesn't work, I just kind of like stop, and I it takes me a lot more time to like get back into it because I don't have that same momentum.
You're really self-aware. Like, I feel like I'm not, you know what I mean? I don't notice like reasons why I've stopped doing things, or I'm not good at things, or like whatever things that I'm not, you know what I mean? Like, I don't really know.
You don't have time to think, bro. You got to plan everything. You can't reflect. There's no time to reflect, bro. You got to keep looking forward, bro.
Damn. He's had time to reflect
when while you're planning, this guy's got to reflect on his
life. Okay, next time. You guys have solved my life problems here. I like it. That was a joke, but I'm really thinking if that was the truth.
Me and my sister are the same way. Like, she's like, go, 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 get shit done kind of thing. And she can figure things out. And even if she delays stuff because she's procrastinating, she doesn't have to think about it until she's doing it. It's just quicker for her to just do it in the moment. I feel like me and Thurn, let me know if I'm wrong, but we like think about it. We'll like think about how to get it done, and just getting it done is a process. And it definitely takes us longer to think about it, do it, and yeah, it's just a lot more effort. And like, you're right, figuring things out is harder because we never had to. We just asked them.
Yeah.
But if it's something new we're doing in our life, like I think like when you were doing the master's program, right? It's not something me or Praneeth had done. And so like you had to figure that out. And it's like, I don't even know how to do that. When I applied for colleges, like I didn't know how to start or what to do, but all my friends did. Some of them are older siblings. I just asked my sister like, yo, where'd you apply? Those are the same colleges I applied. I didn't even apply to one new one. Yeah. I just applied to the same ones she did. I went to the same college she did.
You're like, so angry. All right, sounds good.
It's because she, like, her sister has a Prius, and she got asked, hey, what car can I buy you for your high school present? And she goes, my sister has a Prius, so let me just get another one of those, please.
So I told my dad.
And it's like that level of, come on.
And then she's like, my sister has a baby. Oh, I'll have a baby too.
Yeah, what is the point of that?
Yeah, that's like literally me, though. But like, my sister had a Prius, and well, she had a different car. She had a Lexus, and my dad totaled it. So she took my Prius. And so then my dad said, okay, Pooja took your Prius. What car do you want? And I said, well, I don't want to do any investigation or figuring things out. I'll just take a Prius, but a newer version, so I can get some butt warmers and a better like screen. And the back rear view camera. And so my dad's like, okay. And so I just didn't do any research. I just told my dad
You already knew what you like. You already drove it before.
Well, so. I drove a Prius, so I knew.
Yeah, I guess that makes sense.
My friends were like, "Why didn't you do any research? Like, why didn't you just know if you want something better?" I was like, "Why put the effort in if someone already has something and you like it? Like, why do it?"
It's like 2-in-1 whenever Harsh orders whatever he needs from the menu.
Oh my god!
When what?
Anytime we go out to dinner, and it's it doesn't matter who's there. Like Amrita can be there, and Tarun will go away, like sit across from Harsha, like 5 minutes in, he'll put down the menu. Just go, Harsha, what are you getting? She's like, okay, same. No matter what.
I feel like it just kind of goes both ways.
I feel like Harsha's always the one to say what he's getting, though. And then you just say, yeah,
Harsha's more decisive about it.
He is more decisive.
It's a younger sibling mentality.
He also, Tarun just doesn't like talking to people. If he doesn't know these people, he doesn't like.
No,
like,
it's looking at a menu. Like, he can decide. Like, it's investigating.
Like people on customer service, like service industry folks, whatever. Like, I don't feel like you.
Oh, because they're beneath him. That's what he thinks. He told me about this. We talked about. Yeah,
that's it. He's like, man, I don't want to deal with these poor people.
Yeah, those people.
Yeah, don't try to. Why are you not even trying to defend yourself?
Wait, no, Harsha, do you feel the same way between you and Varun that like you figure shit out?
I think we say about service people.
we know the answer to that.
Yeah, let's not be redundant on this podcast.
Definitely. I think rightfully so, he asked me for things or asked me advice or whatever, and it's just easy for him to ask me than Google it. And I think in some ways he puts his effort in other places and it makes him lazy in like the places where he could just ask me. I think it's natural. What about you, Haran? I guess your age difference is like a year or whatever. So
yeah, I think a year and a half. In terms of like planning stuff, I do fuck all on this. The running joke in the house is I don't know what's going on, like in terms of like weekend events, almost every time. Like they always tell me like the day of, and I'm like, you never told me this, and you're like, you're not here, and I'm like, oh shit. Because I usually just go to my room. But
He's younger.
I'm younger.
Oh, I thought you were older.
No, my sister.
As he was talking, I thought you were younger, but I was like, I thought you said older.
No, my sister's year and a half older. But I think growing up, I followed her, like what she did for like a while. Because like we used to be in the same room. So I think we were just like super close like that. But then after we moved to our new house and like we got separate rooms, I think I started to like distance myself from her and like started, I guess, thinking for myself in a way. But in terms of like advice and stuff, I think I reached out a little bit here and there. But yeah, I think I got more independent like once I got a bit older. But like when growing up, I pretty much copied everything she did. Like she listened to High School Musical soundtrack. I listened to High School Musical soundtrack. I don't know.
You have to have stuff like that, but okay.
That's so funny.
But yeah.
Actually, Praneeth, you and his sister share the same birthday.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, we were at Mosaic, I think like 2 years ago or 3 years ago for my sister's birthday. And then we were like sitting on the outside. We were sitting outside because it's COVID times. And then like I saw like Tarun and Praneeth and like his family like walking past. Like, what the hell? So random. And that's when we realized that Praneeth and my sister have the same birthday. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Do you guys know a lot of other people with your birthdays? Like, do you look it up and see like what famous people have my birthdays and stuff or whatever?
I know three people that have your birthday, Praneeth.
I know a lot of people that have my birthday too. Weirdly, I didn't.
Who are the three?
Nikki, her own sister Sajani, and you.
Oh, wait. And Lisa, your friend Lisa.
Yep. Oh, you counted me as one of
the three. Yeah, wait, that's
like, so it took me a second. I was like, what?
Well, then you know four, because you know his friend Lisa, right? Same birthday.
There you go.
The only famous person, I guess now she's deceased, but the Queen Elizabeth had my birthday.
Nice.
Also, Tony Romo, the broadcaster and Alba, former player, is also at my birthday. that's all I know.
Why'd you give that distinction?
Because I said the broadcaster, but I forgot that he's like probably more known as a player. But,
I got Demi Lovato and Andrew Garfield.
Ooh. Oh,
that's
pretty good.
That's nice.
Pop star.
I don't have anyone fun.
Well, who do you know anyone?
No, I don't have anyone fun.
Maybe it might be. Have you looked it up?
James Corden, Kristen.
James Corden. Oh no, dude, it's a bad start. It's a bad
start. Yikes! Wait, look up famous people with your potential due date. His birthday.
Oh, that's it.
But then. Oh no, I don't want to say anything.
Should we try to guess
a person?
Because like, there's like a range where it could be, right? I mean, not a range, but like we don't know if it'll be
exactly. Yeah, let's just say February. We don't know exactly what day.
But then like we get disappointed because it's not that day.
I checked on that website where I checked mine and I don't recognize any of these people. So.
I don't recognize any of these people.
Hey, I feel like there's just not many February first. People in general.
Tough. It's
just shorter month, you know, maybe.
One cool thing about the pregnancy though is that like she started kicking and stuff and it feels like It started off with like small little hiccups and flutters to now like I can look at my belly and she's like popping out here, popping out over there.
Whoa.
And like I can see it and it's like really cool. She's been like kicking this entire time we've been talking, like the entire time. Wow. Like I can see my belly move right now from right to left and I was like, oh, this is cool.
That's pretty crazy.
Yeah, as someone who's never experienced pregnancy firsthand or secondhand. until now.
I don't think you will either. Just want to clarify.
Sentence, bro.
How do you experience secondhand pregnancy?
He's doing it right now.
Yeah, right now with you.
Okay.
But you said never experienced secondhand pregnancy. You've been around me and I've been pregnant.
Okay, I said like until like recently, right?
Oh, okay.
Let him land.
I'm just saying like at first like the kicks and stuff, like okay, yeah, like that's, you know, that's cool. It was a little still creepy though because it's like, you know, something's inside you.
Okay, don't let him land.
And it was like last time I saw you.
You call my baby creepy?
Yeah, whoa.
It's a little creepy. You said it was creepy. At first,
oh, outing, out, oh.
Not the baby, but like the act of it. Like,
yeah, what's the worst thing you've said about your baby yet?
wait, land your thing first.
Basically, what I'm saying is, like, recently when I saw you, you could literally see your belly like protruding where like the baby's head is, or like legs or whatever, and that's a little crazy. I don't know.
Oh, that, you that saw just that?
Kinda, yeah. You show. Yeah.
Oh,
that that kind of sussed me out a little bit. I'm not gonna lie. It's like a weird. It's like a weird thing.
I was trying to give her high fives yesterday because I could see her hand coming out.
Like, and then she goes like across the belly.
It was definitely very weird. Yeah. You can like follow the hand.
At one point, she kicked me over by my rib. Her hand was over here. And then her other hand like punched my bladder. And I was like, oh.
Damn, she playing Twister down there. That's crazy.
every time I go to the doctors, they're like, oh, she's an Olympic swimmer. Oh, she's moving so much. Not once has she been sleepy or like chilling. Not once. And I'm like, oh. It's good to know you're moving, though.
Should be a good tennis player, then.
Yeah. You're right. She's going to be very agile.
This might be a dumb question, but can you, like, describe that sensation? Does it hurt? Or, like, what is it when she's kicking you or moving around? Or, like, does it feel like anything else that we would know? Third hand?
It doesn't. Third hand. But I really don't know how to explain it. Pretty Google it and let me tell you if that's right or not. What does it feel like when a baby's moving?
Well, I think they could. Okay, sure.
Wait, why don't you just tell us?
I don't know how to explain it. Like, maybe gas?
That's it? That's all it feels like?
Like, painful gas? I don't know. But it's not painful. It's just, I don't know.
Wait, do you take, like medication daily and stuff? Like, what is there?
Oh, you know when you get butterflies in your stomach or you're nervous and stuff like that? Mm-hmm. That's what it feels like when you first start feeling stuff, like the flutters.
Mm-hmm.
Before you know what the heck, is it a burp? Is it a kick? Before you even know anything, it just feels like flutters. That's what it feels like. Like, yeah, butterflies. But when it's actually moving, like at 8 months, it's kind of like, you got anything?
No, I got nothing.
Yeah, I don't know how to explain it.
Great. You just got to do it, Harsha.
First hand,
you gotta do it.
Like, first hand is not in the cards for me, unfortunately.
But you asked me if I was taking any medication and stuff.
Yeah, no, I was just wondering.
Yeah, no, I took prenatals for a while.
Mm.
I had this theory because I took prenatals for a long time because I'm very vitamin deficient, and I was like, hey, it's just extra vitamins in you, why not? So I took it for a long time, and so I don't have as bad symptoms compared to a lot of other people that I know.
Mm-hmm.
So I think just taking it, they always say take it 3 to 6 months before you're trying. I took it for like over 2 years. Like, it was great. So I just think I had like more of it in me. So that maybe that's why my symptoms aren't as bad. But for any of this, what I learned is whatever symptoms you do have, magnesium is a godsend. So always take magnesium. Whenever any of y'all's wives get pregnant, just take magnesium. It's amazing. Harsha, it helps with symptoms a lot. Harsha,
like Costco, buy magnesium right now. Like, Costco. You're not thinking about it. Just like do it.
Bulk it. Bulk up.
There's a magnesium with D3.
Oh, you came prepared.
Very good.
Yeah, I'm just taking this stuff.
Wait, wow, really? For the baby?
Not for pregnancy, but just for.
I was like, are we talking about this?
No, just for like better body health.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I take all, I used to take all that separately too.
Yeah, why did you say better body?
I should have D12 iron and everything.
I was going to like describe what it helps you with, but I actually didn't know, so I just.
No, as an Indian girl, I think you're just very deficient in a lot of stuff, so it's good to just take vitamins.
True.
But other than that, no, I haven't needed to take anything. I was prescribed diclegesis. I don't know if I said that right, but it's an anti-nausea pill and helps with like food aversions. But I only took it like once or twice in my first trimester, but I didn't really need it. It's mostly just it's just vitamin B12 plus something that makes you go to sleep, like a Dramamine or something. Mm. And that's it. But yeah, nothing else. I still take every night, I still take the prenatals and my magnesium, but that's it.
Nice.
Every night. And they're big. They're like fat, fat pills. Harsha, side note, I'm very excited for whenever you and Amrita do get pregnant. I'm very excited.
We all are. Thank you for it. We all are, honestly.
Dude, we've been talking about this for like 4 or 5 years already, so.
We'll ask you a lot of questions.
I got you. Okay, so one thing is, you know how I told you that I like take everything for my sister? You know how older siblings can also be? They're very helpful to other people, but then when it comes to you, you're like, yeah, well, I'll come back to you and stuff. So she has this document that she like really amazingly created for a baby and all the stuff you need to buy and know and everything like that, right?
Damn.
She gave it to all her friends that don't even have kids or pregnant. And then when it came to me, she kept saying, oh, yeah, I'll send you this document. I'll send it to you. She kept forgetting. At this point, for the first time in my life, I actually did all the research myself for the baby.
Oh, wow.
And then created my own list and stuff. And then 2 days ago, this girl is on the phone with me and she's like, hey, I sent you that document, right? And I'm like, no, but I gave up asking you. And so she finally sent me that document and I was like, oh, this is everything. And but thankfully, I did my own research. I had all the stuff, but I was like, all right, well, whatever. Point being, Hersha, I got you this time. The knowledge is fresh in my brain. Like, I actually ingrained it in my brain, okay? And I'll send you my sister's document too. along with mine. So you'll have everything you need. Double. Yeah, you'll get double of it. So it's good.
Yeah. Okay, so Praneeth unfortunately had to go because he has a meeting.
At 11 yeah. p.m. on a Tuesday. That's crazy. Crazy.
Yeah.
That's why he needs to want his daughter to be good at a corporate job, bro.
That's actually my first time hearing that he said that. But yeah, anyway. We're going to run through some somewhat rapid fire questions pile about baby related stuff. And then we're collectively going to give you advice about having babies or parenting, okay. as people who haven't for a second, third, fourth, or fifth hand, experienced it.
Okay. I just don't do well on tests. Okay.
You have all your notes, all your research you did. It all came down for this. You knew this was going to happen.
I really hope you ask me questions that I know. Okay, but let's go. Let's do this.
Okay, so ideally we should have done this when Praneeth was still here.
Mm-hmm. Wait, but if you're going to ask me about at what age does a baby do something, I straight up don't
this
know.
This is not a quiz. It's not trivia. Yeah. It's just like I'm asking a question about
it. It's about you.
About you. Yeah, about you specifically.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, okay. Go for it.
What's one quality that you don't want the baby to inherit from you or Praneeth?
My feistiness. Straight up.
Okay.
And Praneeth? I don't know. We were just talking about how calm and patient he is today. Like, his personality is really good. Oh, Praneeth's a yes person. A yes. Like, he just says yes to everything without even thinking it through. Like, he offered one of my friend's shorts once to go in the pool and was like, yeah, let's go. I'll give you my shorts. Realized he only had one pair of shorts.
No, no.
So he didn't have shorts for himself. And I'm like, bro, before you offer things and you're just being so nice, can you think a little? Because, like, you don't have it for yourself at this point. And he does that all the time. He's so nice that sometimes it screws himself over. And I'm like, bro, come on, dude. So I think my feistiness and then Praneeth's over niceness.
Wait, why don't you want the feistiness? I feel like that'd be a really entertaining household. You just don't want to deal with it.
It's my family calls it the Desai blood. It comes from my mom's side. Everyone in my mom's side of the family, we're all feisty. We love each other. We talk about it. We laugh about it. Yeah, but sure, we're feisty. Sure. So why would you want a baby to be feisty? That makes your life harder.
True.
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah. What's one quality that you want the baby to inherit from you and Praneeth? Or Praneeth?
Praneeth's patience. And he's really nice, so... I'd like my baby to have his heart.
Nice, but not too nice.
Yeah, nice, but not too nice.
Praneeth's so sweet, dude, that, like, my baby got to be that sweet. But, yeah. One quality I want them to have, I don't know.
Is there
any idea? Yeah, any idea from me? I can't think of one for myself.
Yeah, man, that's tough. No, I don't know.
Also, Praneeth's socialism. He's really social.
Socialism?
Yeah. You're a communist. China. Communist.
No, like his socialness.
Yeah, is that why he left, bro? Yeah, it's like 7 a.m. in China, bro. No wonder.
Hey,
every time Praneeth's in a meeting, I think Theron can attest to this, he's always like, hey, he's always laughing. Like, his door's closed and all we hear is laughing. It's like, are you even doing any work? Like, isn't Praneeth always laughing in meetings?
Yeah, we said this to him multiple times because I think I could count on maybe one hand how many times I've laughed in a meeting. And that too, like, not even like a real laugh. It's like a chuckle. Like, because I'm just, you know, going along with whatever.
Mm-hmm.
white ass joke that somebody says.
Damn.
But pretty, literally every meeting, I don't know how. I don't know what the fuck he's saying or they're saying. Every time he's laughing about something. I have no idea how he could be laughing so much when you're working that much. I
just heard him laugh. Like when he starts his conversation, they're always laughing. And I'm like, what is so funny? Why is there a full body laughter going on?
Yeah.
And it's not like the corporate, yeah, man. Like, okay, let's move on. It's 11 p.m. Like,
yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. Again, one quality of mine that I would like the baby to have.
What would you consider as like your best quality or your favorite quality about yourself?
I got nothing. I don't know. I can't think of one. It's easier to think about other people, but it's really hard to think about yourself.
Turn, give us one about Pio.
Yeah, say something nice about me. Wow, thanks. We can skip it. We can skip it.
Wow. No, I feel like me and Pio are pretty similar, which is why it makes it pretty hard.
Yeah, we are very similar.
Like brain dead, but in a good way.
Yeah. Okay.
Like, is that the quality?
Pio's Pio's really bubbly. I would say like bubbly. The bubbliness. Yeah.
I do like the bubbliness.
Yeah. That's what I say. Like fun, bubbly.
Yeah. Fubbly.
Nice.
Yeah. I agree with that.
Yeah. What would you guys want your babies to have?
Smart.
No, he meant from you.
Oh, from me? No.
Sorry. It's too easy.
I hope my baby does not as stubborn as me, because that would just
create problems. Please, for the love of God, yes.
It will, like, I think it will be though, because like you got it from your dad, right?
Yeah.
And so
I need to fix up.
Yeah, you just gotta work on that a little bit and maybe you'll have a better chance.
I do think like you can not really, you can kind of morph your like kid into like yourself in a way for the most part.
Mm-hmm.
Into yourself. Yeah. I feel like it just kind of happens naturally. I feel like trying to go away from that is like the hard part. You have to like change your behavior in order to like shape its behavior, you know?
Yeah.
I want my baby to be driven.
Mm.
Well, you're driving.
That's a good one.
I like that.
I hope my baby knows like what the fuck to do. Like not immediately, right? But like, you know, after a while, there's like just like kind of like pick up some life context clues, you know? Like, don't put your hand on a burning stove, you know. Don't put aluminum in the microwave, like that kind of like, you know.
Were you coddled as a child, or were you like pretty like independent like from the get go?
Is that me?
Yeah.
It's a good mix. I feel like early on I was, but then like I kind of grew out of it really quickly.
Mm. Yeah.
And then, like I had insane self-awareness and I was like, this is not good long-term. If like, it's always like that. So I was like, I don't want that. So stop.
That's pretty good.
Wait, what do you mean by insane self-awareness?
Well, like
why that wasn't good?
Well, cause like, so like if you're coddled, like shit's easy, right? Mm-hmm. Like you can just like have everything done for you or like, you know, whatever. And I knew that like, if I wanted to be a functioning adult one day, that I wouldn't learn like personal skills and that kind of stuff.
Wow. Like,
that's what I'm saying. That's impressive.
That's hella like, forward thinking. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Like self-aware. Like,
but I think, I also think it's very
harder, but
I think like that's more of the American, like the white American mentality too, just in general. I feel like, you don't think I don't know. Like I feel like a lot of like those families like raise, maybe not speaking
those
to you,
families. Saying,
oh, what are you saying about us people?
A lot of the American families raise their kids to be independent by the time they like finish high school,
yeah,
and like going into college, and then like I think like at least for East, like I guess Indians and like brown people in general, like the idea is that like you after like college or high school or whatever, like you come back home and you stay home until you start the next chapter of your life with like your significant other or whatever. Like,
yeah, I think that is a cultural difference.
Yeah.
Is like the like staying close to home thing for longer. Like I think that's just like a cultural thing rather than just like an American thing like people do here.
Yeah.
I feel like that's just dependent on kind of like where you grow up. But I would say that there's definitely a huge proportion of I guess they're more spoiled than coddled, I guess, is I guess kind of how I'm thinking about it. But there's definitely a huge proportion of like just people who like use their parents' money and like just because things are done, like they go through like a family cycle. Like especially like where I grew up, where there's like not a lot of education and stuff, like you work the same job that your parents did, like mm-hmm. you live in the same town, you like, you know, you marry somebody from your high school, and it's just kind of like continues like generation over generation, and it's yeah. just it's not a bad thing, it's just like such a repetitive
cycle of life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The next thing I wanted to ask you is, Kyle, what is your worst fear with the baby?
Praneet would hate me saying this. I'm glad he's not here. It dying.
Oh.
Oh, oh my god, yeah.
That's like, yeah, that's
there's deep. A lot of things in the first year of birth. Like I don't know if you guys have heard, it's called like SIDS, like sudden infant death syndrome and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then like there's just so many, like you're so sleep deprived the first, like, cause they wake up every 2 hours, right?
Yeah.
Every maximum 3 hours they have to feed, right? Every 3 hours. The feeding process takes some time. Then you got to maybe pump after that. Putting them to sleep takes some time. So you're not really sleeping,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
So you're just so sleep deprived. And then sometimes if you're like breastfeeding, you can fall asleep.
Mm-hmm.
And then the baby gets smothered here. That's 50% of the reason what happens. And then if you're just sitting on the nursing chair and then you fall asleep while doing it, mm-hmm. or you're on the bed and stuff like that. And then
yeah.
just practicing safe sleep. Cause like Praneet was like, you know, Praneet learned a lot through Gia, but like there's a lot more just as a girl. I just knew yeah. more than him. Like he didn't never heard about SIDS and stuff like that. He didn't know about safe sleep. He's like, I can't wait to like sleep with my baby and just cuddle. And I was like, no, the baby's not sleeping with us. And he didn't like that. And I was like, no, the baby can't sleep with us. It's not safe.
Yeah.
And so like, there's just so many things that, you know, like a baby can drown in 1 inch of water. That's all it takes. Right.
Mm.
When they're sleeping in their crib, if it's not firm, like the reason it's super firm, like we just got a pack and play, like it's so firm, right? It's not mm-hmm. comfortable. If you were to sleep on that, it's like a rock. But it's better because if it was cushiony, if the baby sleeps on its face, then it would go in and then they're suffocated, right?
Mm-hmm.
A baby can't regulate temperature. So you can, like, they don't sweat. So then they can overheat. So there's a lot of stuff that runs through my mind a lot. And so, like, even the car seat, they can't go to sleep in the car seat. You get a little baby Bajoran bouncer. They can't sleep in those. Like, the angle of everything has to be perfect because if they're, like, two down, they can, like, boop, like, just, they don't have any neck control.
Yeah
so a baby dying would be my biggest fear.
Yeah,
great. I'm glad I asked that question.
Other than that, like, also, okay, fine, apart from the passing away, I think like falling because a lot of babies have fallen, like it's bound to happen. But when Gio was born, I heard her fall from the bed, and it happened twice, and I heard it, and it's like a loud thump. And then the baby cries, and I'm like, that seems so scary. And then you have to call the pediatrician because you're just like, how do you know it's okay? You don't know. So I don't know. Like, I'm very scared of the baby falling. Like, oh God, if it happens, I don't know. Like, I would just be very upset.
Also, like, at scale, right? Like, a baby is small, so then just the height from the bed is like really tall, right? That's like,
yeah,
you know, that's like Harsha falling down a flight of stairs.
Yeah. And again, then when a baby's first born, like when a baby's first born, like the skull isn't like developed.
Right.
So it's all mush.
Yeah.
And then the skull crap will slowly develop around the brain, right? Mm-hmm. So if it falls,
it's brain.
It just, the brain just mushed. Mm-hmm. It just dumped the mush. And then so they could have had a concussion.
My sister also, well, she wasn't a baby, but she like fell off like a 2 foot gate because she climbed in and she fell off when she was like a year and a half. But she's okay. I mean, she's going to be a doctor soon, so. Comeback story.
Good. Full circle.
Yeah. At least her skull was developed by then.
Yeah. She was just bleeding. It's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was born 2 months early, so my skull was super soft. I could only sleep in like certain positions.
Scary.
2 months is a lot, dude. Like,
yeah,
did your parents like did your mom just randomly give birth, and did they have like an idea that, like,
they had no idea?
Wow.
My parents were saying like they were at the theater. They're watching Saving Private Ryan like the next day.
Wait, really? Week,
like, I came out. Yeah.
I love how they remember that.
Yeah.
Were they stressed about it? Like what? Like you coming out so prematurely?
Yeah. It was a big deal. I had to be in an incubator, so like my mom couldn't even be with me at that time. So like she was sad about that. And yeah.
How long were you in the incubator for?
18 years.
yeah, I was coddled as a child.
That was so funny.
I'm not sure. I think it was, I hope it was a few days, not weeks, but yeah, I don't know. I didn't really ask.
Yeah. Oh, that must have been really scary for your mom. Because I don't think they even let you overnight stay in the incubator room or the NICU room.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know about that, but yeah. But I'm glad you turned out okay and you're at home with your parents.
Thanks. Yeah, me too.
Back in the incubator.
They put just his shoulder in there.
Oh my God.
Okay, so now that we've asked you a bunch of questions, we'll move on to the advice giving portion of this podcast.
Let's go.
Does anyone want to start? Because I don't really have anything.
So are we giving real advice or are we giving our own twist on advice?
We can
give both.
Yeah, we can do one.
Okay. Each. Unfortunately, I thought of something real first.
Okay.
Have your baby socialize with other babies. I don't know if that's a common thing or not, but I hear from my boss because her baby just turned one, like last month, and like she goes to daycare and everything. She always talks about how like he's like meeting friends and like going on walks and stuff, and it's like good for like a social development type thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I definitely want to do that. I need baby friends.
It's easy because you have Gia, but she's kind of far away.
She's kind of far. Yeah. And so I try to make friends in the community by going to this like Indian event or just like knowing people in the community. But there weren't many non-brown people that had kids in the neighborhood. And then the brown people that did have kids, theirs are much older. Mm-hmm. So I still haven't found anyone that's like in the same boat as me.
Yeah.
But Hersha, if you could get on it, then
you could make friends. No way, not a chance.
Today.
Not a chance.
No way. Oh,
but yeah. No, that was a very good one. Thank you, Christian.
Mine would be, I don't know if it's like parenting advice, but more just like to look back on. I think like to take a lot of photos like from the get-go and like do like photo shoots and stuff, all that stuff. Because like recently, like I've been looking through like photo albums in my house, and like it's just kind of nice to like, because like I don't know much about my life when I was from like 0 to 2.5 and 3, and like a lot of that life was spent in Singapore, so like I guess my memories of Singapore are like rooted to those pictures, so like looking back on that, it's like kind of nice to like form a better idea of what my life was back then. And also I guess for you guys to look back on too, but even though I don't think my parents look at the albums, but I look at it more, I think. Yeah.
Perfect timing for you to say that. I literally just, me and Praneeth have a running to-do list, and on one of them, yesterday I wrote Praneeth to back up our picture so we can delete it, so we have more storage space. I'm 99% full on Google Drive.
Oh, shit.
And they're like, we're going to stop like your even emails coming in and out and backing up the photos. And I was like, I need to take pictures of my baby. Like, I'm going to take more than ever.
Yeah.
But I have no storage space, so I need to figure that stuff out. And then I just put on my list again to do a newborn photo shoot, because you have to apparently prep for it now, because you have to take the pictures within the first 2 weeks of birth.
So,
very, very good advice and very good timing, because nice. I just put it on my list to do.
Nice. Arisha?
I don't know. my joking advice is if you said you want your kid to be good at tennis, like give that kid a racket at like age one, make her like a prodigy, you know? Just practice every day.
The racket would be bigger than
her. Yeah. You don't need to be. You can be really good at tennis with Indian jeans. You don't have to be super tall, right? So
that's true.
It's in the cards. True. It's in the cards. I think other than that, I think I read somewhere like when you put your baby to sleep, just you don't have to worry about it being like super quiet environment, because then they'll get used to sleeping in loud places, right?
Yeah. You, that's good, so good. That's, I'm glad you said that. Like, I'm having a hard time with that because I just, you know, I only learned from my sister, and she uses a noise machine, and it's very pitch black dark, and she has a specific environment set up, and that's, I think, like the only way she goes to sleep. And so everyone else from the older generation is telling me like, oh, just make her sleep wherever, and then that's what she'll get used to. And I'm like, but that generation didn't have to go back to work, like at least the moms, for that long. So they can wait it out. They don't have to follow a routine. They can just wait when the baby wants to wake up and go to sleep. So like when they say like, let the baby go to sleep in whatever environment, I don't mind doing that. But is it possible with a routine? Like, is it possible with the new, like, what's my generation called? Gen Z? No, that's y'all.
Millennial.
Yeah. Like with the millennials and like us going, have to going back to work and stuff like that. We also have to do a routine. And they go to daycare and stuff like that. Like, how do you make them just go to sleep in whatever environment? You know, like, how, like, I would love to train it to do that, but how? So that's because then you're also sleep deprived. You're just like, let her go to sleep, whatever works. And if you find something that works, then you just continue doing it, right? So
that's fair.
That's a, and Praneet is all about, I want her to go to sleep in noise. I want her to be able to fall asleep wherever, so it doesn't restrict our life. And I'm like, I get that. And ideally, that would be great. But I can't predict a baby and how the baby's going to be. If the baby needs something and it works and I get my sleep, like, that's what it's going to be. So that's something I'm trying to adjust to, because I see what Praneet's saying. I see it. I want that. It's just, can I implement it? So we'll have to see. How long? If she goes to sleep quick every time after, like, drinking milk and then just, like, a bit bath time and she can go to sleep in any environment, oh, that would be so amazing. That would be the best baby on the planet. But let's see.
All about sleep over here.
All right, brother-in-law, step up. Step up to the plate.
I didn't really have a real one either.
I feel like everyone gave me a real one.
Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about, Harsha's. Harsha gave a good one.
Who said I was talking about Harsha's?
Who is it?
He just doesn't have one. He's
thinking. Well, my real advice is this baby should only be allowed to drink and eat chocolate flavored things.
Because that's your real advice?
Originally, it's been my joking advice, but then, you know, if you put it together, like, chocolate's not going to be here much longer in the grand scheme of the earth.
What? So, wait, where do you think chocolate comes from?
What's happening? What's happening to chocolate? What the fuck's going on?
Going extinct.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, they said in the Wonka movie. I watched it.
Yeah.
Wait, like, actually, or you just made this
shit? Are you joking, though?
No, I'm being dead ass. the rate at which they're, like, you know, consuming it is
they you mean you
you
I did not say I wasn't part of the problem, but
you have chocolate milk in Milano every snack time on
holy
the
shit they said by 2050 that's like kind of soon.
Wait, what can we do?
So
what can we do? Eat as much chocolate as you want right
now. He only has 27 years to eat chocolate. That's not that long.
Not really, because you can't have sugar before one. So like
26. Yeah, so 26 then. Yeah, that's not that long. That's like how old I am now.
Dang, no more chocolate in the future.
Yeah,
dude, that's kind of suck. What the hell do I do after my meals, bro? I'm fucked. I'm chalked. I might just kill myself, dude. What's the point of living? I need sweets after my meal.
Bro, I need other
sweets than chocolate.
I need
chocolate. No.
Nothing compares to chocolate. Nothing. But I think her mama will be rich enough to provide chocolate for her whole life. So. Make sure you provide chocolate.
Okay. Will do.
So you just gave advice to yourself?
I think I just walked myself into paying for a chocolate milk and Milano subscription for this child.
Yes, you did. And we have it on recording and evidence.
Christian, cut this
and
out.
And witnesses.
Yeah, you gotta pay me.
This is not really advice, but more just like out of curiosity. Like, would you say like you're an independent person, or is it hard for you to let depend on others right now to like help you out, or like are you like happy to like let people like do things for you when you need them to?
The only person I need someone to do something for me is Praneet.
Yeah, fair.
But Yeah.
Mainly like, because he has to.
Yeah. And like, but like, I'm not opposed to taking help. I never am. Pranitha is actually more than so than me. He's like, we'll do it ourselves. And I'm like, ask for help. Ask for help. That's what friends are for. That's what family's for. Like, I always love helping my friends and stuff too. So I think it's like, I don't mind doing it either way, but there's just nothing I needed help on so far. Like, I just text my sister when I have a question, but other than that, honestly, we haven't needed any help. Food. I mean, that was even before I was pregnant. Like, I always needed help with food because I'm not a good cook. So, yeah, nothing pregnancy specific. No. We just didn't have anything. You know what? There is actually one thing. We got this couch or this electric sofa recliner glider chair thing. And we need to assemble it. It came in two pieces, and the bottom piece is heavy. And so Praneeth can't carry it himself. So I said, okay, let's go ask for help. Like, you were going to hang out with your friend tomorrow. Let's just ask him. It's just one piece that just needs to come inside the house. And he said, no, Pyle, we can't ask for help. And I said, okay, but this is clearly a two-person job. You are one person. We need another human. Duplication. And he's like, I don't want to ask anyone. And I was like, so logically, how does that work? Like, how do you want to bring it in? Like, I'm not helping you. Like, it's not going to be me. I was like, who's helping you bring this in? So, yeah, we debated. I told him, oh, Tharun's here. He's like, maybe. I said,
that
okay,
frail
well,
boy.
Coming.
That frail little boy. Like,
yeah. Pass honestly, that's probably the first thing he thought of. But then I was like, oh, you know, Shiv's coming. Like, my sister's husband, you know, he can help. And he's like, no, I don't want to ask them either. I was like, okay, so you don't want to ask your friend. You don't want to ask my friend. You don't want to ask your brother. You don't want to ask my brother-in-law. Like, who do you want to ask? Who's bringing this chair in? It's been sitting in my garage for 4 days, and I want my chair. I want my electric chair. But yeah, one day I know he'll ask eventually because it's a two-person job.
Should I come over right now? I'll come over right now. We'll do it.
we'll just show up.
Thank you. No, thank you, guys. But yeah, no, I asked him, like, oh, I'll ask. It's okay. And he said, no. He gets mad at me every time I ask anybody for help for the chair.
All right, guys. Like, so the address of their place is, and you can come. You guys can go and help.
No, he'll get it done. So you know what I actually did? Since he's not here, I'll tell y'all. So tomorrow, my friend was gonna have this like cute little Christmas party or whatever, and then she's like my best friend, and I'm very close with the guy as well. And so the guy was gonna come here and hang out with Praneeth. So I told them, I was like, yo, help him put the chair in. He's not going to ask you, but help him put the chair in. And so he's like, perfect. I got you. Like, I'll do it. It was Basso. And so Basso is going to just be like, oh, hey, this is a cool big thing in the middle of your garage. Let me help you put it in. Like he was going to do that. And yeah, but now he's not coming tomorrow because I'm not. Yeah. Long story there. Because basically the girl got interacted with someone that was sick. So she was like, oh, Pyle, probably not safe for you since you're pregnant. And I was like, God dang it. I just wanted my sofa in. Yeah. So yeah, I have no problem asking for help. It's the other one that has a problem.
The other one.
He has no way of defending himself.
Yeah, that is very true.
And we like it like that.
But I think that's a good place to end for today. We want to thank Praneeth and Pyle for coming on today. It was very good, very good, fun episode. We'll do this again in a year when the baby is older.
Whoa.
And that'll be crazy. You guys will be barely alive by then, I'm assuming. But hopefully we'll do this episode not at like 11 p.m., maybe at like a normal time, like midnight.
Oh, 11 p.m.? We're out. Yeah. We're going to be sleeping at 9 p.m. Yeah. And no. Yeah, 9 p.m. is we're out. Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
That's even late.
Yeah, I was thinking that too, but I was like, I don't want to seem too old.
I'll tell you, my boss is like not that much older than like us. She's like maybe like 5-6 years older, and she says that her baby has a bedtime of 7:30.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So early nights,
dude. Hush it. Early nights. Amen.
But she also wakes up at like 5.
Oh, never mind.
Yeah. And they always say that, like, no, like you can put your baby to sleep as 4 p.m. or 9 p.m. Mm-hmm. They'll still wake up at 5 a.m. Mm-hmm. It does not matter. And I was like, at that point, put them to sleep early. And then you go to sleep early, too. That's the one thing that's going to be really hard for me. I sleep a lot, so.
No, she woke up well. Amrita gets up early so she can just go after the baby and then you can just sleep until 11.
That'd be so nuts to like carry a child in your body for 9 months and then your husband just doesn't wake up. That's so crazy.
Husband of the year.
Husband of the year.
Thank you, Pyle and Praneeth, for coming
Thank
on.
Thank you for having us.
Yes, of course. It's a great time.
Mm. That's always fun.
Yeah. You know, if you guys want to check out our podcast, it is on all platforms, available on Spotify, YouTube, TikTok, everything under the sun, wherever you can find podcasts. You should also check out our Instagram at An Interesting Discussion. We post great posts there about stuff that happens in the episodes and quick snippets and stuff like that. But yeah, with that, thanks everyone for listening, and we'll catch you next time. Bye.
Bye. Bye.